what looked as sort of, well, nobody challenged him. Mm. And he just put his foot down, basically, and turned his ankle over and unfortunately fractured the fibula. So he was operated on yesterday. They have put a screw into it. It's gone as well as it could do. All season is nothing short of pathetic, and the squad are aware of that. It ain't good enough. We've been away from home. At home, our form is stacked up, but away from home, we have to improve all round if we're going to be a success in this division.
Easy question for me to ask. How do you get from where you are to where you want to be?
Well, no doubt there's a big summer. There's a big summer coming up. A big summer's coming. Of course, I've still got a player up, as I've said to you a few weeks ago, Mark. Yeah, there's too many people out on loan, too many people who have cost the club a lot of money and simply haven't been here for whatever reason. And so that has to be cleared up too. You know, I think we've proved over the last couple of years, throwing money at it ain't always the answer. However, we have got to look at know that at the moment we've still got a lot to do, you know. So, you know, in the past you could loan a player after the window. You can't do that. You can't do that now. So we have to be, we only have transfer windows to work in. We have the next 3 months, which is vitally important, you know, to get a settled squad together, to try and clear up what's been gone on in the past, to try and sort out the futures of people who are out on loan, and have a good review of everything that's gone before us.
And bearing in mind Blackburn, the last game of the season at home, at least you've got the chance to go out on some sort of a high in front of your own
fans. We're on fans, and hey, listen, it's still a great game for us, because Brighton will want to come and beat us because they can be champions. And I think that'll be the measure. You know, I can look back to Brighton 5-6 months ago. It was arguably the best we've played, certainly away from home. So a good game to finish with. On behalf of everybody who listens to you, you know, you want to say a big thank you to the supporters. They're incredible support, and far more deserving than what we dished up last week. When I seen 8,000 people travel to Blackburn for a nothing game, proves what the club is, and we didn't kick a ball. So, you know, nice to finish off at home, something on the game. Let's go out and see if we can do it in a little bit of style.
Steve, there's undoubted technical ability in your squad, but is there a soft underbelly? Are they physical enough for the Championship?
Well, statistics will tell you, Tom, no, you're right. Especially away from home. A club like ours has only won 4 games away from home. And that's what the Championship is when you look at Hull, when you look at Brighton and Newcastle have won 14 times away from home. They find that resilience, that toughness, whatever you need. It's not just all about ability, the Championship. You need to have the ability to roll up your sleeves, dig in and work hard and find a way. And unfortunately, away from home, 4 games is nothing short of pathetic, to be perfectly honest. So there's got to be a huge improvement in us. You know, we've made slight progress, I believe. I believe there's a progress because, you know, the club's had a downward spiral for a few years. And I think people will understand that we're in transition. Of what's gone on in the past. However, we're Aston Villa, so there's a big expectation. And at the moment, we ain't good enough to deal with that expectation, especially away from home.
I remember you used to say to me quite regularly, you're looking for each player, individual player, to win his personal battles. So it should be quite easy for you to look and see who isn't doing it for you.
Well, it is easy away from home because too many times we throw that hand grenade, what we've just seen last Saturday. You know, we could go to Burton, to Wigan, to Cardiff, to Rotherham, and you look and say, we've got to be better than that. And I've used it many, many times. You know, a manager's job is only very, very decent when he can go to bed on a Friday night and sleep easy. And at the moment, I can't. I can't because I don't know what I'm going to get. So we have to resolve that. We have a big, important summer coming up. Huge summer for everybody concerned. And let's see what we can do.
Does this raise the age-old question? I can see you're angry about it, you're passionate about it, but at the end of the day, your players have got to be like that. Is that a symptom of the modern game, that, you know, when you buy a player, it's not about ability but character as well?
Well, it's the one thing we all dive into, and what I've learned very, very quickly is a big club like this with big expectation puts the player under a bit of pressure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're not used to that. We've had players who've performed very, very well in the Championship over their careers. They come to a big club like ours and all of a sudden it's not quite working out the way they were expected to be. And that's when you earn your money. That's when you earn the tag of being a good player. You know, and take this the right way, you have to be a really good player. What I've learned in 6 months here is you have to be a really good player to play here week in and week out on this stage, because it is a big stage, big demands. And that's what goes with paying for a big club.